All right, it's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here with Kentucky racer Dustin Linville tonight at 411 Motor Speedway, getting ready to have an Ironman Championship Late Model Series race, paying $3,000 to win. Dustin, you stepped away from racing for a little while. What brought you back?
We had our second little girl, and it just takes up so much time in racing, you know, doing race stuff. We wanted to step out and do other things, and just family's number one. We wanted to make sure that was priority. But earlier this year, we had our former chassis builder, Audie Schwartz, had approached me, I think back January, February, about running his house car on occasion. And I said, well, sure. I mean, he always helped us a lot. You know, whenever we raced, he was a really good family friend of ours. We was just going to do a limited type schedule with him. And the first night out there, I brought one of my former sponsors with me. He told me if I ever got back into anything, even if it was occasional, he wanted to be a part of it. So I brought him along with me. And the first night you got bugs and stuff, but the first night kind of went a little bit sour. And I don't think we was on the same page as far as what the game plan actually was. And our sponsor, Tim Short, he came to me within the week. And he said, buddy, if you just want to race whenever you want to race, he said, let me get us something lined out. And then here we are. I mean, I told him when he was getting involved, I was like, man, this racing stuff ain't cheap, you know, but he just loves it just as much as we do. And we're blessed to have the opportunity to be able to enjoy it again as a family. And
right.
We can just have some fun now. So
I haven't seen you at 411 all that often. So what brought you down here tonight?
Well, we usually, we've been down here twice. I think last two times, the only two times we was here, it was about 30 degrees and it was New Year's Day or whatnot. But Chris Tilley, he's fairly close to us. He just lives right down in Somerset. So we try to support him any way we can, and he always puts on a good professional show. And we up till Wednesday, we wasn't racing this weekend, and Chris had approached me about coming down here. And I said, well, sure, let me run it by the team. And I love this racetrack. I mean, our two or three, whatever times we was down here, we was decent. But more than anything, I just like the atmosphere so much more upbeat. I was telling Chris, I said, man, we were passing up a 10,000 win at Burnside, an hour and 15 minutes from me to come 3 hours away. Yeah. But as a team, we wanted to come down here, and our Bruce built kind of helped us on the car, put our XR1, you know, getting it where we need to be. And I actually got Ross White coming over tonight to help me keep me in line. So there was a lot of pros to coming down here, and I don't know. I love to be able to get away from the house whenever I can and whenever work allows. So.
And this will be the last question, but I see you down here. We're standing here looking out at the track. And when you come to a track that maybe you hadn't been to all that often, when you're just here looking before the race, what are you looking for?
What I see right here is Mitch has done a phenomenal job getting this track super smooth. And that's what I've seen in the past, just on the videos and stuff. He does a killer job with the racetrack. But I've talked to a couple guys here. You know, the couple times I was here, the grooves was a little bit different and whatnot. And I would have to go back and look at videos to really see what I need to do and whatnot. But I can get a better visual if I can walk out on the track and see what I see sitting in the cockpit rather than sitting on the outside of the track. But the guys around, I mean, these guys seem like they're really good people to race around. And a couple guys over there is kind of giving me some pointers on where to run and whatnot. So we'll see how we stack up.
All right, that's Dustin Linville. Good luck to you tonight, Dustin. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy.